Hey, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast today. I hope this message will bless, encourage, and challenge you to walk into all that God has for you. So I hope you're ready for it. I'm excited for you to hear it. Let's get into it. Hey, thank you so much for tuning into the J. McCopper podcast. It's lockdown season, so no one is leaving their houses. Nobody's going to church. So I just thought I wanted to make these videos. Going to be on every Sunday for our lockdown. And I'm hoping they're going to be super, just a blessing to you guys, you know? So once again, this is the J. McCopper podcast. So I want to ask you to please subscribe to leave a review, and also just to write up, you know, something nice. And also to rate the podcast, just so people know that this is a good podcast to tune into. So it's going to be available on YouTube, but also on just the podcast. So if you're listening to it and you want to watch, you can go on YouTube. But if you are watching and maybe you just want to listen to this sometime, you can do that on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify. So yeah, I just want you to know that I've tried twice to record this thing, man. It's been giving me challenges. Like, first time I was busy here preaching and I wasn't even recording. Second time the phone decides to tell me battery is low. So yeah, this is the third time I'm doing this, so I'm sure they say the third time's the charm. So anyway, what I like to do is, before we get into God's word and we learn from it, it's just good to pray, because it gets your mind in the right place and gets your thoughts right. Because no matter when you're watching this, your mind could be scattered and you just need to take a few moments so that God's word would really touch your heart and impact you. But I also like to pray just because I need God's grace to do what I do too. So let's pray. God, I come before you. I thank you so much for who you are. I also want to pray for the person listening to this. I pray, God, that you would touch their heart through this word. May you encourage and may you challenge them. I pray, my God, in my weaknesses, help me also to deliver this message, my God, with life and with strength and in a way that's going to bless your people. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I say amen. I didn't introduce myself. My name is J. McCopper. Hence, yeah. So the title of the message I just want to speak today is called Fire. Simply, it's just called Fire. And I'm excited for us to go through this. I'm going to try to keep it not too long. I'm going to just try to give you guys something cool, something powerful that's just going to help you, that's going to benefit you. So let's go to the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 11 to 12. Right, so it's speaking about King Asa. So it reads like this. Again, 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 11 to 12. It says, the acts of Asa from first to last were written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was diseased in his feet, and his disease became severe. Yet even in his disease, he did not seek the Lord. He sought the help of physicians. Now, what's significant about this is that the life of King Asa, if you read back in the other chapters, in the previous chapters, you'll see that King Asa was pretty on fire for God. He was pretty on fire for God. There's even a story where his grandmother was like a leader. And because she was not seeking God, he literally dethroned his grandmother. Now, I'm sure you have a grandmother too, right? And you don't want to do anything bad to her. But he was that passionate about God. I was just taking time and I was thinking, imagine like what he would do to his girlfriend. You know, he would have been like, baby, you don't want to pray. You are single. But he was super, super, super on fire. But let's keep reading, because it says that, but now what it says is that he gets sick and he's not trusting God anymore. It's like, what happened? And this is basically the message that I want to speak to you about, is that, you know, sometimes we can be so prideful and think that our walk with God is going to remain the same or nothing's going to change. And maybe you may be saying, no, I would never leave God. I'm always going to believe in him and seek him. But maybe the impact of your life in other people, it may not always be high. It may be challenged. It may go down. You know what I mean? There's many people who years back were on fire for God and were doing great things for Him. But now when you look at the life, it's not where it used to be. And in this message, I just want to speak around that. It's to speak around the fact that what can we do to make sure that our walk with God is going to stay consistent? If you have a fire on the inside of you, it's going to stay consistent, because there's a difference between fires. Fire can look the same. It can all look the same. But some fires are burning out and some fires are burning up. And even in the life of a Christian, you can have a fire right now, but you don't know that that fire is burning out. Like, it's like a candle that's it's going away. There's going to come a time where it's going to be snuffed out. Or you could have a fire on the inside of you that is burning up and it's going to be consistent. And my heart, and I believe the heart of God, is that your fire would not be a fire that is just going to be snuffed out, that your fire is going to be consistent. Now, let's keep reading about King Asa. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 13 to 14, it says, "And Asa slept with his fathers, dying in the 41st year of his reign. They buried him in a tomb that was cut out by himself in the city of David. They laid him on a bier that had been filled with various kinds of spices prepared by the perfumer's art. And they made a very large fire in his honor." Now we see here that the fire that he had in his life, that was actually the sign of his ending, you know. Now, again, like I was saying about his life, he built the house of God. He dethroned his grandmother. You know what I mean? He built up strong cities, you know, for God. He was doing amazing things and impacting lives. But the end of his life, he didn't trust God in the face of sickness. Not only that, but he died and he was burnt. But now let's look at another fire. There's King Asa on one side. Now there's Jeremiah on the other side. So Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Jeremiah speaks about another type of fire. It says, If I say, I will not mention him. Jeremiah is saying, if he says he will not speak about God or speak any more in his name, there is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary of holding it in, and I cannot. Now, this is what I want all of us to have. I believe God wants us to have a fire from within, that it's not anything that you can like just fully explain by yourself. As he is saying, it's like a fire in my bones, and I just can't, you know, I can't keep it in. You know, when I try to keep it in, when I try to not be passionate about God, I can't. And I can't keep it in because it's like a fire burning on the inside of me. And that just speaks of a great passion. Now, there's a fire that was King Asa's. Now, there's a fire that Jeremiah had. And I believe the life of Jeremiah, like, it just goes on to be a great life of consistent passion for Christ. Now, we want that fire. We want that fire. Now, we're going to go through three things that we can see, that we can learn from this, and three just sort of principles of how we can have a consistent walk with God. How, you know, when you are old and gray, that you will still be passionate about Him. Now, let's look at the different fires. And we can simply say King Asa's was a fire made by man, because, you know, when you're walking with God, you can find yourself having a fire, being passionate about Him, but it's not directly coming from God. It's like something you are cooking up, something, you know, you are enjoying your walk with God. It's something you want to do. But on the other side, there is a very supernatural and powerful fire that comes from God that is beyond your feelings. You know how you can have a walk with God that's about how you feel right now? Your emotions, your thoughts, and if everything is in line, like if your thoughts are in line with your emotions and all those things, then you're good with God. But if one thing is thrown off, like you get messed up, you know. But there's another fire that comes from God, that this fire that comes from God is a passion that comes from Him. And even you say, and you can be honest with yourself, and you'd be like, you know what, like I don't know what's going on in my life, you'd be saying, you don't know what's going on in your life, but this is straight from God. So number one, the first thing we can pull out is that a fire of man, a fire built by man, a fire that you would build by yourself in your own walk with God, is built on the outside. If you think about King Asa, when he died, when you build a fire, you have to build it with, like, you start a fire and then you have to build, you have to put like a bit of a teepee around it. You know, you build it so that it grows, and you build around it and it grows. That was the fire that King Asa had at the end of his life. But the fire that Jeremiah had, it started from the inside. Now, you have to be careful that in your walk with God, you are not so focused. You're not so focused on building the outside. You know how many times you can be working on your walk with God and it's all about what people see. It's all about what people hear from you. It's all about the outside appearance, and you're working super hard at it. You're working super hard at the outside thing. Sometimes it's even serving in church. Sometimes you go to church. Sometimes you go to the prayer meetings. Sometimes you say the right things and you're focused on all the things. You know how some people can pray at church, but at home they don't pray. There's some people who can look good. You know, they dress right at church. You know what I'm saying? But when they go somewhere else, things change. So it's all about the outside. It's all about what you're building. And you must be careful that your walk with God is not about everything that's happening on the outside. You must be careful that it's not about what people see, what people are going to say about you. You have to make sure that your walk with God is based on, is number one, primarily based on what's happening on the inside. So you have to work on having a deep and a personal relationship with God that is not about what's happening on the outside, but it's about things happening on the inside. Like asking questions about your heart, asking questions about your thoughts, asking questions about your emotions, the inside work. When you are passionate with your thoughts, you're passionate with your emotions, when it's an inner work, an inner working of God, then that is the type of fire you want. That's the fire that Jeremiah had. It was something on the inside. It wasn't something he was trying to put on so people see. It was something on the inside. With King Asa, he was doing all these great things, but at the end of his life, the fire burned out. But when Jeremiah had a fire on the inside of him, it kept him going throughout his life. Second thing we can learn about, there's a man-made fire and a fire that comes from God in our lives, is that we, or a lesson we learn from this, is that they both had fire. They both had fire. And that's the thing where sometimes you can think you're on the right path, but you don't see yourself like beginning to drift. And Asa didn't see himself start to drift. And that's something that even you need to pray about and say, God, if I'm beginning to drift, show me. God, if my passion for you is beginning to go down, God, show me. God, if, you know, my heart is starting to desire the world and desire other things outside of you, God, show that to me, please. It's something that we need to pray. Because you right now, maybe in your life, you may be on fire and great things are happening. Or maybe you remember a time when you were on fire and you were closer to God. The difference between these two was they both had the fire, but one person had the coal of the fire. Now, what does coal do? Coal sustains it. It sustains fire. It sustains the heat. If you have coal and a fire goes out, if the coal is still hot, you can rebuild a fire. But if you just have fire, if you just have a passion that you have and you were enjoying church and you were seeking God, like, that can be snuffed out. You have to have coal. Now, what is coal? What I'm trying to say as an analogy of coal is faithfulness. You see, what King Asa had is he had a season, a long season was 40, I think the Bible says it's 41 years. Yeah, like 41 years. He was reigning, but in that 40, he was like in charge. He had a great position. He was a king doing great things. But in the 41 years, his passion for God was just dying out. It was dying out. It was getting lower to the point where he was sick, where usually he would have faith. Usually he would have faith, but now he was trusting in doctors. Now, there's nothing wrong with trusting doctors, but the issue was he didn't trust God anymore. Now, even as we are all locked down and there's no church, there's no gathering that you can go to on a Sunday. But even beyond that, you know, we can be going through this whole situation and you can find yourself like not trusting God. Like your mind is really more focused on the news. You want to hear what the news says, not focused on what God says. Like your mind is so focused on what doctors are saying that you're not even like picking up your Bible. You know, you must ask yourself, have you taken time in God's word just to say, God, speak to me. I want to go into your word and find out what you are saying to me concerning this crisis. You know, King Asa was at that point where he was sick and he wanted to hear what doctors said. He didn't want to hear what God said. We're in a crisis. There's this coronavirus. You could be in a place where you want to hear what the news says. You want to hear what social media says. You're not trying to hear what God says. And that was the sign of the faithfulness in his life beginning to disappear. On Jeremiah's side, he had faithfulness, whether things were bad, whether it was hard, whether he was rejected, whether he was in danger, he stayed passionate. He stayed on fire. Going back to point number one, because the fire was from within. It wasn't something he was putting on. You see, when you're putting on fire for God, when the outside doesn't match what's going on inside, it's going to affect what's happening in your life. You see, when the outside world is affecting you, because your fire is based on the outside, your walk with God is going to go down. But when it is from the inside, it helps your consistency. You see, everybody's going to have the fire. We can all be in church and say hallelujah. We can all sing the songs. We can all go and serve. But not everyone is going to have the consistency to go the whole journey. Now, that's another thing that to pray about and to speak to God about and to say, God, I need to have not just the fire, but I need to have the coal that's going to keep me, you know, on fire for you. Can we go to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to 31? It says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint nor grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases his strength. Even youths fall faint and weary, and young men fall exhausted. But they who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall not run. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. You see, it says those who wait on the Lord. The truth is, for many people, waiting on the Lord shatters some people, and waiting on the Lord can build some people. And it all depends on, is your fire of man? Has your passion of God been something that you have been building on your own? Has your passion for God been something that you have been cooking up, and it's been something that you have been working on? Or has your walk with God truly been intimate, a personal, a real relationship with God? Because things happen. The world shakes. Your family goes through things. Your life goes through seasons. And sometimes you have to wait on God. You literally just have to wait. And some people in the waiting times, some people can't take it. They run out. They're done. But when you have the faithfulness, when you have the faithfulness as Jeremiah had, you'll be able to last and keep going until the end. Number three, we learn from the story is that the fire of Asa. When you think about a fire that you're making, that man makes, it's about comfort. A fire that a man makes is about comfort. And this is something that you need to ask yourself about and just make sure about. Is your walk with God based on comfort? And it's even like I lead a church. I'm a pastor. And I know it's even a trap that churches can fall in, that churches can sometimes try to make everyone in church as comfortable as possible. You know, trying to make everything right and everything cool. And sometimes that can be a fire that is being cooked by men. You can find yourself in a place, it can be church, it can be home, but it is based on comfort. Your walk with God, it's like you are enjoying it. So that's why you are there. And that's what King Asa was about. He was in a high position. you know, when you're in high positions, cool things happen. People respect you. You're the top dog and all that. So you can have a fire that's based on comfort. You know, the fire of God is there. You're blessed and all those good things are happening. Or you can have a fire of God that's based on conviction. See, there's comfort on one side. If your walk with God is based on comfort, your walk with God is not going to last long. But when your walk with God is based on conviction, see, what is conviction? Conviction is set beliefs that you are not going to move from no matter what. In other terms, what people will call them, sometimes in terms of relationships, people will call them like deal breakers. It's my conviction. It's what I believe and I'm not moving from it. Your walk with God has to be based on convictions, not moved with comfort, because comfort zones move. You know, you'll be comfortable here for a season, you know, and then you say, you know, I'm not comfortable here anymore. Now I'm going to move here. I'm not comfortable there anymore. Now I'm going to move here. And that once again destroys your faithfulness. So King Asa had a fire of God and it was all good while he was comfortable. But as soon as he got sick, his walk with God fell off. I'll ask you, is your walk with God, again, is it based on your comfort? When things go bad, do you change up? Do you switch up on God when things aren't comfortable anymore? When you're going through challenges, do you switch up on God? If your walk with God is based on comfort, then you're not going to last long with God. It has to be built on conviction, on strong beliefs, on things that you are unshaken about. No matter what happens, no matter who it is, no matter where it is, you are still going to be the same person. You need to have a fire of conviction. Come on. Number four, it's only 5 points. Number four is that the fire of man, as Asa had, was based on lip service. But the fire of God, it's more based on life service. So you can talk a good game. You can say we're blessed. You can say we love God. You can say we trust God. You can say, oh, God is good. You can say all those things. That's all based on the things you are saying. You know, King Asa, as a king, he would just make decrees. He would say, that must happen. This must go on. This, do this. I don't like this. He would be able to say things and things would move. He could say things and things would move. But when it came down to his life, long term, he fell off. Now, again, your walk with God can't be just based on the things you say. You know, when you say you believe in God, it has to reflect in your life. It can't just be about what you believe. I'll give you an example. If you are in your house right now, right? And you are actually coronavirus. I'm changing the example, the coronavirus. If you did not believe in the coronavirus, if you fully believed that this is just a joke, you would not be indoors. You would not be locked down. If you thought that the president was joking, you would not be indoors. You would go to work. But because there is something in this whole situation that you are believing, you are in your house, you are believing in the lockdown, you are obeying, you think this thing is dangerous. But if you did not believe it, your life would look different. And it's the same thing with our walk with God. If you say you believe, then your life has to also match your words. Because your words, if they aren't matching your life, it means your words are lies. You know how they say actions speak louder, and it's so true. So even in your walk with God, if you want to have an actual real relationship with him, it's not going to be about your words. It has to be about your life. Even when you just say, I believe in God, it means something about your life. If you believe God, you believe that he wants your life to look a certain way. He believes that, you know, love should be in your life, consistency, faithfulness. You know, there are things that he expects of you. So it can't just be about your words, you know. But the fifth thing is that let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 16 verse 11 verse 12 11 to 12. We read it before. It says, the acts of Asa from first to last were written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And on the 39th year of his reign, Asa had a disease in his feet, and his disease became severe. Yet even in his disease, he did not seek the Lord, but sought the help from physicians. Number five is The fire of man, the fire of man. If your fire in your life is caused by man, your relationship with God, it's like a fire. This passion is just something that comes from you. It's something that people will stand around. People will stand around it. And even when his life came to an end, when you make a fire, people come and stand around it. People come and stand around it. But when you have a fire from God, you don't just stand around it. You step into it. You don't just stand around it. It's not something that you watch. When you have a walk with God and when there's true passion in your life for him, for his ways, for his people, it's not something you're going to stand around and watch happen. You see, even when King Asa's life, it ended, it wasn't just a thing that his life was about watching. People watched when they burned him to honor his life. They put his body together. They put him in a fire. They cremated him, basically. And they watched the fire. But when you have a fire from God, it's not just a thing that there'll be this fire that people watch, but it'll be something that you step into. You see, with Jeremiah and his life, it wasn't just a thing where he was watching God move, or he would come into church and watch God move. He wouldn't just look at seeing, hey, God is doing things there. Hey, you see what God is doing there? No, Jeremiah stepped into the fire. He stepped into where God called him to be. Now, I want to also just say this message to you as I'm coming to the close of what I had to say, and I hope it was a blessing, that your walk with God can't just be something that you're watching other people walk into. It can't just be like when you hear people pray, you watch people pray. People go to church, you watch them go to church. People are serving in church maybe, and you're watching them. You're watching people. You're watching people. Then that fire with time is going to burn out. But when you have a fire that is from God, it's going to be like Jeremiah, where he says, I can't just be quiet. I can't just know God and do nothing about it. I have to step out. I have to step into what he's calling me to do. Not just stepping in, but for some of you, it's a thing of stepping out of some things. It may be things that you are doing, relationships you're in, habits you're in, places you would go, things you listen to, things you watch. And maybe you need to step out of in order that you can step into the fire. How will your fire burn if you're in the water? You know, if you're in the waters of sin, if you're in the waters of compromise, if you're in the waters, you know, of temptation, you're just throwing yourself in the wrong direction. How will the fire burn? It can't just be something that people will just watch, or that you will watch, but it has to be something that you're going to step into, because it's not just about you. I want you to know that God is not just in your life for you. At the end of King Asa's life, people stood around the fire and they watched. You see, if you are going to be a leader and you're going to lead people closer to God, you must know that the people are going to watch your life and their lives are going to look like yours. And if, in different ways, maybe you are older brother or you are in your family and there's always someone who you are influencing and sometimes you don't even know it. And if they are watching you, just watch God move. Watching areas of fire and you are on the outside, you're watching. Then the people that you influence are going to do the same thing. They're just going to watch too. They're just going to watch it. They're not going to step into it. But I believe God's calling you to step into it. So I just want us to run through these points. And I hope that I really hope that these were a blessing to you. So number one is your fire can't be based on what happens on the outside. It has to be built on the inside. You don't build a fire for God and passion for God on the outside. You build it on the inside. Number two is everyone can have the coal. Everyone can have the fire. Everyone can look like they are on fire for God. We all can say we love God, but not everyone has the consistency, the coal. You see, Asa didn't have the coal. He didn't have the faithfulness, but Jeremiah had the faithfulness. Number three is that Asa's fire was based on comfort. He loved God when things were comfortable. He loved God when things were nice, you know, when everything was on point. But when things got hard, the fire disappeared. And Jeremiah, when we look at his life, he went through hard things, but the fire stayed consistent. The fire stayed consistent. Number four, when your fire is man-made, when the fire, your passion for God is man-made, it'll be about lip service. It'll be based on the things you say, but it won't translate into your life. Because point number four is, it's not about lip service, it's about life service. You begin to lay your life down. If you want fire from God, if you want to step into fire, you lay your life down and you make sure that your words are going to start matching your actions. Your words. It's not just going to be a thing where you say, God, I love you. You're going to show God you love him. It's not just going to be a thing of, God, I want to serve you. You're going to serve him. It's not, God, I want you to change my life. You're going to make changes, you know? And number five, man's fire, or the fire of man, is something that you stand around and watch, but the fire that comes from God is something that you step into. You step into it, and it's not something you're done watching. You're done watching God use other people and work in other people's lives, but now you step into it. So with that, I just want to say a prayer for you, and maybe you know in your life you used to be more on fire for God, but right now it's not the case. You know, you used to love God, you used to serve him, but you feel like King Asa, where this fire is going out, and maybe you don't feel that, but you're not sure if you're going to be able to last the whole distance, you know? Sorry, the phone sort of changed. Sorry about that. The phone told me it was low battery, so I had to just check it out. You may be feeling like you may not be able to last the long journey with God, and maybe you just want to say a prayer to say, God, please help me get the fire back. But some of you, maybe you are on fire right now. God's doing great things, but I just want to pray with you still to say, God, help me stay on point. It's a very prideful thing to say, for anyone to say that you would never, it would never happen to you. You'd never fall off. So with humility, can we pray together? Can we pray together? So let's pray. God, thank you for everyone who's listening right now. Firstly, God, I want to pray for those who look at their life and they say, you know, they used to walk with you. They used to be passionate about you, but now the passion has died. God, I pray that through this message and through these small pointers we can pick up from these two men, from King Asa, and that we can also learn from Jeremiah. I pray, God, that they would be able to take these lessons, my God, and apply them and begin to find that fire again, my God. May they not be trying to build it from the outside, but may it be something coming from the inside. But God, for the other people, Lord, I want to pray the people who may be feeling like they are on fire for God and they're passionate for him, God, I pray help them last the distance. May they keep going, God. May they not quit. I pray, God, for each one of us, for everyone, no matter what circumstance we are in, help us to find you, my God, in the midst of so many distractions, in the midst of so many things that are pulling for the fire on the inside of us. So many things are calling for us to be passionate about different things. May our passion for you be the greatest passion above all. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We thank you for this time again. I pray may everyone and their families be covered by your love and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So thank you so much for tuning in to the J. Makopa podcast. Once again, subscribe. Once again, rate it. Once again, leave a review. Or if you're watching on YouTube, write a comment about how it may have helped you. Please share it with people. A lot of people aren't going to church. A lot of people aren't going to prayer meetings. I know we can pray on our own, but it's always good, you know, just to have something extra just to encourage us on our journey. So I hope this was a blessing. I'll be doing it next Sunday. Again, uploading them around 9 o'clock, but Sunday morning, basically. And again, I thank you for tuning in. This is the J. Makopa podcast. Tell people about it. You know, man, tell people about it. This thing is nice, bruh. Thing is nice. I'm literally sitting down in my TV room, you know, chilling with you, you know. But thank you so much for tuning in to the J. Makopa podcast. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on Google Podcasts, or if you're watching on YouTube, thank you. Hey, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I just want to ask you to please subscribe and write a review about what you heard, about what you liked, and maybe even something you'd like me to speak about in the future. And also, please just share it with someone else who you know would really enjoy it, or someone who would really just be blessed by the episode, or maybe just the whole podcast. Please, let's just spread word out about it. But once again, thank you so much. I hope you have a great day, a great week. I hope you're doing well. Stay tuned, because there's so much more to come. Take care. God bless.